Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1173. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, the writing is shir number 325. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinai Makom. The question comes up in a yeshiva building, right? Persons in yeshiva, many people in yeshiva. And you have various different classrooms, you have various different floors. How does that work? So the halacha lemaisa these firm bring down, and we'll quote the Mayim HaKoymus at the end, Bezras Hashem. So if one is in a yeshiva building, Lamaisa, how are we going to look at it? In other words, you have each individual classroom, right? I go from this classroom to another, sometimes a teacher, a principal, whatever, they have a coffee. How does that work exactly? In conjunction with Shinai Makom, whether they're eating or drinking, sometimes it could be they're eating something big, potato chips, whatever, or eats, or Adama could be also. Now, so the same question is going to arise, if somebody goes for example, from the lunchroom to the classroom, right? They take some of their leftover lunch or something, they want to go to the classroom or take the leftover drink or something, which is a shahakal or eats, or Adama, and they want to go back to the classroom. So the same thing, all these different questions going from one room to another. It doesn't madafka mean one classroom to another, but it could be from the lunchroom to the classroom. It could be even from the base medrash, somebody learning, right, and so on, back to their room. And how does it work? So Lamai said, moving from one room to another room within the yeshiva building, as long as it's within the same building, the same yeshiva building, would be considered like moving from room to room, like somebody in the house from room to room. So therefore, if one had in mind to move while eating or drinking, in other words, what is supposed to be done, we've spoken about many times in the past, when you're talking about moving from room to room in conjunction with Shinai Makom, l'chatchila, just have it in mind before, right? I take my coffee, I take my bag of potato chips, whatever, have in mind to move from room to room, then that's l'chatchila, it's no problem as far as when the halach is from room to room. So therefore, when one had in mind to move while they're eating or drinking, then they will be able to move lechatchila to another room, or from the lunchroom to the classroom, or so on, as long as it's in the same building. Now, even if one did not have it in mind, let's say I didn't have it in mind initially, right, to go from room to room, but it's a place to which one normally goes to during their meal while they're eating, again, we don't mean washing, we're talking about it's a regular place where they go and they eat, when they eat the shahakol or eats adama, whenever they're eating, they always go to that place, right? For example, which we've spoken about in the past. So then that's where they usually go. It becomes rogel bakach, and it's as though they already had it in mind when they made the bracha. So therefore, for example, somebody's in yeshiva, one usually goes when they start eating, they start drinking, whatever, they go to the oitzah sfarim, they want to go get some sfarim, right? They go to the base medrash. It's a place where they usually go. They go back and forth from the lunchroom to the base medrash. That's like the mahalach of how they go while they're eating. Many people, you know, they want to go get a sefer or whatever the case is. And that's what they usually do. So if one usually goes, for example, just give an example to the Yitzis firm or possibly to a school library. And when they're in a classroom, then that's what they usually do when they're eating. So then that, or drinking, whatever the case might be. So then it will be as though they had it in mind, lechatchila, beforehand. Because again, it's ragel bekach. We mentioned quite a number of times. If one goes from room to room and that's how they usually do it, like to the kitchen in the house, right? They start in the kitchen, they go to the living room and that's how they usually do it. So it's as though they already had it in mind, and it would even be lechatchila. So the reason is due to the fact that the lunchroom or the classroom are not set aside for individuals, but for everybody. In other words, why do we call it room to room, right? It's maybe the classroom. I mean, how do we look at it? So the bottom line is it's lemaisa in the building itself, like a yeshiva building, for example, right, or a school building. So in other words, it's shared by everybody. The lunchroom is shared by everybody. The base medrash is shared by everybody. The classrooms are shared by everybody. So since it's shared by everybody, it's all under one roof. It's all one balabos. So therefore it becomes room to room. So that's lemaisa. That's the story with that. Now, but therefore, if the rooms are in, all this is, like we said, this all in that one building, it's in the same building, that it would be considered room to room and not be a problem. But if the classrooms or the lunchroom or whatever, the base medrash, whatever it is, are in a separate building, so that now you're running already into a problem of Shinai Makom. Once you have the classrooms or lunchroom or whatever it is, the shul that's in the separate building, right? So that would be already a real Shinai Makom, and one would need a new bracha if they want to change places from building to building, but all under the same roof, the same, not in general, the same roof. It doesn't always apply, like we've spoken about apartments or whatever, but in the yeshiva building, classrooms, these type of things, same building would be fine. If it's a separate building, the classrooms that are in a separate building, that would be a real shinei makom. Okay, lemaisa, just to quote the Maim HaKoymos to end off, we quoted today from Rabbi Weisfeld Sefer, page 41. We also, and Allah is a brach, we also quoted from the Sefer Oitzer, Yisra Alochis in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, which is our Simen, by the way, Shinei Makom in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Ois Kotten Yud Tes. Thank you for listening. Aslacha Baruch HaKol Tov.